Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Hello.
Hi, Ms. Travis. Good morning. This is Chaya calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
Okay. I'm still trying to figure out. I don't know if you got the message I left.
No, I sure did. I got all the messages, and I listened to them. And
okay, and you just came up in Philadelphia, my caller ID again.
Right. That's how we actually would come up. I didn't get any complaints in the past with people having a problem that we come up as Philadelphia. So I'm trying to look into this. Like, are you interested in switching over to our agency?
No, and that's the reason. I said I was going to give you the job originally at the time.
Right.
But when I called you like four times and never got a call back,
really?
I said, well, then I'm just going to move on to somebody else. You know?
Really? And are you happy
yep.
with the current agency? Because that's very weird because we do, you know, put a very big effort on answering phones and making sure every call is being answered and returned. And maybe you
yeah.
have the wrong number. Which number did you have?
I don't know offhand, and I don't have my paperwork in
no,
front
that's
of me.
Fine. Don't worry.
Yeah. Now I have a list of like 30 numbers I called when I was trying to find somebody.
Wow.
And I kept them just in case I ever needed them again.
Yeah. How is it going with the other agency?
No problem.
It's going good?
Yeah, they've been very dependable. Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm happy
yeah.
for you. We actually
Thank
might
you.
Be able to offer higher pay rates for the aides.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know what they're getting, right? That's,
no.
That's not, you know, my concern, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's between them and the agency that hired them,
right.
you know.
Do you want to ask them, maybe? Because you can bring the patient over together with the aides.
Yeah, now the one I have 7 days a week now, she doesn't drive, so she takes the bus here
oh.
every day to
mm-hmm.
and from. Which is difficult for her, and many a time, I remember the previous one that I had that moved out of state, many times she told me I'm late because I was standing there, and the bus drove right on past me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have
so
to catch another one. So this so far, she hasn't had that problem, but the buses are not really 100% dependable.
Oh, wow. So do you want yeah. another aide that has a car, or you're okay with that?
No, I wouldn't feel right changing at this point,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless there was a problem,
mm-hmm.
you know, and,
well.
And I'm not having a problem with her. She's got a lot more energy than I do. Right?
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So do you want
to
ask
So there's
them?
No way getting back to the Philadelphia ID. There's because this has been going on since the beginning of the year before I even started calling.
Wow.
So somebody must have picked up my, I would say then it's within your phone network and somebody's using it and abusing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Never had that issue. But
well,
I'm
maybe because they're too busy calling me. I don't
no.
know. I even put a trace on it a couple times. I even talked to the phone company. They referred me to three different levels who finally told me that the only way it can be done is for me to go to the local police. And then they can get the trace information that I put on, and then they would have to issue a subpoena and go ahead. And it was like, oh, my goodness, it's not like it's a physical harassment that they're giving me. They're just calling and never there and calling all hours of the day, right, and driving
maybe,
me crazy.
Maybe it was someone else calling you that caller ID.
But who else could have Philadelphia caller ID?
There,
I don't know.
I think there are more people having Philadelphia ID. It's just I get a lot of calls with the ID Philadelphia. Many calls a day with the ID
yeah.
Philadelphia. Yeah.
And
it
I
doesn't
know
have
if,
to be that's us. Many people
yeah.
that just, you know, didn't set up a name. They have Philadelphia at their caller ID.
Well, these spammers can do anything. They can have any caller ID. They can have any number.
Right.
And when I first started
but
looking
our,
into it, the phone company gave me call block for 10 calls.
Yeah.
So I started writing down that I had 10 different numbers. I could have used up, oh, I probably did use all my blocks just mm-hmm. on this Philadelphia person that keeps calling me.
It was
and we don't
us.
Even
I don't
talk
believe
to
it
him.
Was us. I don't believe it was us. We have a very secured phone line.
Mm-hmm.
But well, if you're bringing it to my attention and you're willing to switch to our agency, we might be able to work on changing our caller ID to family first.
Mm-hmm.
But the many calls you got from Philadelphia were not from us. There are
okay.
definitely a lot of people going around with this caller ID.
Yeah, and that's why you never got through to me either, because I stopped answering them after a while, you know.
Wow, we would love to service you.
And then the new phones that I got, ours were getting old, so I got new phones, and that has a button right on it to block the calls. So I just started, and it'll do like 1,000 or 2,000 calls it'll block, depending upon which model you have. And I thought, well, you're sooner or later going to get tired of it, whoever you are. Right?
Oh, no, so you kept thinking that it's us, but no, it was not.
Well, I didn't know it was you. I just kept getting calls,
right.
I mean, Philadelphia. And then one time, I didn't get to it fast enough, and I heard you. And I thought, wait a minute, you showed Philadelphia caller ID. No wonder I never picked it up, because you don't want to show that.
No, it's such a pity, because we, you know, we would really be able to service you. And,
yeah, and you were winning the contest at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So maybe think about it. Maybe talk to your aides. How many hours is the patient approved for per week?
50.
50? Mm-hmm. We might be. Mm-hmm. And how many aides do you have?
Just one at this point, and subs when it's needed.
Oh, uh-huh. We might be able to do a very good pay raise. Do you want to know what we can offer?
Well, if it's a matter of the finances, that's between her and her agency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I did mention the one problem that, you know.
So do you want me to call the
aide
and speak to her?
When I finish talking, I may run it by her, but, you know, I really don't get into that. I had no idea what anybody's ever been paid working here, you know, because that goes
through
Medicaid.
Actually, most of our patients do know the AIDS rates, so that's why I was asking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay if you don't know. I can call her directly if you want. Do you want me to call her?
If she seems like she would like to talk to you about that, fine, but other than that, no.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to give me her number?
I don't know it offhand. I'd have to look it up in my book. I keep a book of all the numbers associated with my son, so I don't have to go crazy when I got to call somebody. Yeah.
So do you want me to wait on the line? Do you want to do it now, or? I can wait.
No?
No? Okay.
No. No, I'm waiting for a serviceman to come here. He's supposed to be here at 11, so he's going to be knocking on my door at any minute.
Oh.
And she's busy bathing my son right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How old
I mean,
is your
son? I mean, if she's interested, obviously I have your number, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And how old is your son?
61.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
which, you know, do the math makes me pretty old, right?
Right. But you look very young, actually, in your voice.
I've heard that before, thank goodness, right? But
yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah.
And by the way, you wouldn't want someone for yourself to come help you and clean your house and assist you? Because we can help you.
Okay.
Do you want that?
I will keep that in mind.
Perfect. Yeah. Let's be in touch and maybe put in my phone in your contact. So it should come up my name. My name is Chaya, so, you know, you should have
Okay. I thought I was hearing you say Maya.
No.
It's Chaya.
Chaya.
Okay.
Okay. So save it in your contact so I can follow up with you.
Okay.
All right. So think about the switch. I'll be following up with you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Have a great day. Take
you
care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.